Romans chapter 4. Now, Paul's going to now give the example of Abraham as someone who believed in the gospel, the same gospel as we do. What should we say about Abraham then, our father? If he was justified with God by his works, he would have something to boast about, although not before God. But the scripture says, Abraham believed in God, and because of that faith, God counted him as righteous. Now, belief really means to trust, and that in the end is what faith is, it's trust. Just as a child trusts the father. And so our faith is trust, that God means the best for us in the end. Paul goes on, somebody who works receives wages, and they're not therefore considered to be a gift, but rather something that has been earned. But the person who depends on his faith or his trust, and not on his works, and who believes in the God who declares the guilty to be innocent, it is his faith that God takes into account in order to justify the person. This is what David meant when he talked about the joy of the person whom God has counted righteous, quite apart from that person's works. He says, happy are those whose wrongs have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. Happy is the person whose sins the Lord will not keep records of. So then David sinned by taking Uriah's wife and then getting Uriah murdered. And under the law of Moses, there was no sacrifice for that. All he could do was to die, take the death penalty. But God counted him as righteous. God counted righteousness to him because David believed. Does this joy that David spoke about belong just to those who are circumcised? Certainly not. It can belong to those who are uncircumcised because we've already quoted the scripture. Abraham believed or trusted in God, and because of his faith, God declared him to be righteous. But when did this happen? Was it before or was it after Abraham had been circumcised? It was before Abraham was circumcised and not afterwards. Abraham was only circumcised afterwards, and his circumcision was just a sign to show that because of his trust or faith, God had counted him as righteous before his circumcision. And so Abraham becomes the father of us all, we who believe in God and who are counted as righteous by him, even though we might be uncircumcised. Abraham is also the father of those who are circumcised, that is, of those who, in addition to being circumcised, live according to the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. When God promised Abraham and his descendants that they would inherit the earth, he did so not because Abraham was obedient to the law, but because he believed and was counted as righteous by God. So the reward, the hope that we have, is to inherit the earth. This is where God is going to give us the life eternal, which means that Jesus will come back and raise the dead and establish God's kingdom here on the earth. For if what God promises will only be given to those who obey the law, then man's faith means nothing, and God's promise has no meaning. And of course, Abraham was living before the law of Moses was given anyway. The law eventually has to bring the wrath of God, but where there is no law, then there is no disobedience to the law. And so the promise was based on faith, in order that the promise should be sure, as God's free gift to all of Abraham's seed, not just to those who obey the law, but also to those who have faith as Abraham did. And so Abraham becomes the spiritual father of all of us, as the scripture says, I have made you a father of many nations, not just the Jews. So the promise is good before God, in whom Abraham believed, the God who brings the dead to life, and who speaks of things that do not exist as if they do. Now that's why Jesus never existed physically before he was born. And yet because God knows the future, he can talk in places about Jesus and about us as if we existed, when in fact we didn't. Abraham believed and had hope, therefore, and he hoped when he had no reason for hoping, and this is how he became the father of many nations. Just as the scripture says, your seed will be as many as the stars. And that was when he was almost 100 years old, but his faith did not become weak when he thought about his body, which was already effectively dead, or of the fact that Sarah couldn't have children. His faith did not go away, and he did not question God's promise. His faith filled him with the power to give praise to God. He was utterly convinced and certain that God would do that which he had promised, which is why Abraham, through faith, was accepted as righteous by God. The words accepted as righteous, because Paul's quoting here from the Old Testament, weren't written for his sake alone. They were written for all those who would be justified, counted as righteous, those who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was handed over because of our sins, handed over to death, but was raised up to life for our justification, that is, to put us right, to declare us right with God. So if we really believe these things, we can be really positive in how we see ourselves without being proud. We don't want to be proud thinking, oh, I'm such a good person, because we're not, we're sinners. But we also don't want to crawl around and creep around on the earth thinking, what a miserable sinner I am. And we can be positive in his love, that he thinks a lot of me, and he counts me as if I'm special and righteous, even though I'm not, but that's what he thinks about me. And we can rejoice in that.